This is Kevin Donahue, Senior Director with Protivity, welcoming you to a new installment of Powerful Insights. Today, I'm really happy to be having a conversation about robotic process automation, a topic that's certainly generating a lot of interest these days, but also a lot of questions as to what exactly it entails. I'm joined today by Tony Abel. Tony is a managing director with Protivity, a leader with our business performance improvement solution, and a global leader of our robotic process automation capabilities. Tony, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Kevin. Happy to be here.
So, Tony, to get started, let me ask you this. There are a lot of definitions about robotic process automation today. How would you define it exactly?
Yes, well, great question. And frankly, I've heard many people describe robotic process automation or RPA in many different ways. I will say I do believe that the level of awareness around RPA is slowly increasing, and that those descriptions are becoming, you know, more and more similar, more and more accurate. The way I would describe it, simply put, is RPA is the use of a light software application that can be easily downloaded and then programmed or told what to do, working across multiple applications to perform really basic tasks that otherwise humans would perform. Sometimes it's helpful to just provide a quick example, and let me just give you one related to IT user provisioning. And I think we can all relate as somebody joins an organization, maybe they are promoted within an organization or move to a different role, their system access rights adjust with the role. And this is a use case that we see very commonly being supported by RPA, where as somebody across the organization into a different role, a robot can very easily look at their role title, what area of the business they sit within, maybe their level, and go into multiple applications and provide the proper user access rights very, very quickly.
Thanks, Tony. That certainly offers a pretty good clear benefit when you talk about, you know, IT user access, the example you just provided. More broadly, why is RPA being viewed as such a benefit to organizations? What do you see as them getting out of it long term?
Well, simply put, bots can 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't make mistakes, and they can do what we ask them to do at a fraction of the cost that human beings can otherwise do. So really, I mean, put the benefits of RPA are substantial in the areas of overall just process efficiency, quality, essentially no error, and cost. Perform the same tasks that humans otherwise do at somewhere in the ballpark of, you know, 25 to 35% of the cost of a human being performing the task.
And what have you seen thus far, I guess, in this kind of the early stages of, you know, where RPA is going? What have you seen as some of the challenges that companies have with regard to designing and implementing it, and kind of related, what are some of the roadblocks they're facing on this journey?
Yeah, it's a great question, Kevin. I mean, a lot of what we've seen is that there's just still a reasonable amount of uncertainty about what RPA is. And so many organizations just haven't been well informed, and therefore they've been, frankly, very slow to move. As I mentioned earlier, you know, I think that's changing pretty quickly, in that as RPA continues to receive significant attention, more and more organizations are becoming familiar with how it can be applied and the significant benefits it can provide. So we're seeing a shift in that, but that has certainly a roadblock that we've seen, just awareness about what this is and the benefits it can provide. In many cases, because there's such a business benefit associated with robotics, a lot of times the interest is with business leaders. And so they're looking for ways to drive some of the benefits I mentioned previously around efficiencies, quality, and cost reduction within their own business unit of responsibility, and therefore not connecting well with the IT department. And while we here at Protivity certainly sponsor the the position that robotics plays very heavily in the process side of any organization, there has to be a strong partnership with IT, because there still is an underlying software component to this solution or this capability. And so having not made that formal connection with some of our, as we've seen with some of our clients, presents somewhat of a roadblock. And so as we help bring those two organizations together, we see that being the way to sort of lift the or get around the barrier that was initially challenged by not connecting the dots with IT.
That's really interesting, Tony. Thanks. Let me remind our audience now that for those interested in additional information, you could visit the Protiviti website, specifically our digital transformation and business performance improvement sections and pages, to find more information on RPA. So, Tony, in your experience, what would you say are the functions and processes in an organization that are, at least today, the best candidates to consider for RPA to implement as an option?
Yeah, well, the greatest thing about RPA is that it can really be deployed very easily to perform any fairly basic task, and therefore the use cases are somewhat endless. That said, some of the more common areas that I would call out perhaps that we see a great place to start with many of our clients is things like in the accounts payable area of business, invoice matching, invoice processing, vendor setup, a vendor decommissioning. In HR, it might be employee setup or even benefits administration. Or you take RPA to kind of the next level and employee helplines, as we think about, chatbots and what the capabilities there might be. I mentioned the user provisioning example in the IT space, as well as reviewing segregation of duties and access rights. So really valid use cases exist throughout kind of any area of business. And in addition, the interesting thing for us at Protiviti, in addition to some of those use cases, and those are things that we're helping our clients to establish their RPA capabilities and generate the efficiencies out in the business areas using some of the examples I just mentioned, we at Protiviti are also really focused on how we use robotics to deliver the work that we do for our clients. And examples are in our internal audit solution group, we're actually introducing robotics in the way that we test controls for our clients in the internal audit space, or similarly in the risk and compliance solution group, where we get involved with a lot of organizations that may have challenges adhering to regulatory requirements. And so in some cases, we've got to do pretty substantial look backs. An example might be looking at tens of thousands of mortgage statements for, a large bank. We're deploying RPA and robotic process automation to help us perform that work in a much, much more efficient way than we have been historically with, in some cases, large rooms full of people, thumbing through mortgage statement documents, for example.
That's truly remarkable, just in your brief description there, the level of time savings we're talking about long term. So, Tony, on the flip side, how do we control this? How do you know RPA is working as it's supposed to be?
So another good question. I mean, the quality and the reliability of a bot is 100%. I mean, they really just don't make mistakes. So the way the bot doesn't work as intended is if, frankly, the way it's built by humans or the data that's introduced to it is unexpected. It's not structured data. So in either case, bots do produce exception logs, and those exception logs need to be maintained and administered. So, that is essentially how we identify where maybe it's not working as intended. The great thing about that, though, is then as the exceptions are addressed and the bot is further enhanced to then subsequently address that situation that caused the exception, they only get better, they only get smarter.
Well, Tony, this has been great information. Thank you. In our time remaining, let me throw you one more question here, and I'll ask you actually to put your supply chain hat on, because one of your other roles in our firm is as one of our supply chain leaders. As you're working with companies, you know, on improving, enhancing their supply chain functions, how do you see, or how does RPA work with the supply chain function in an organization or become integrated with it, if at all?
Yeah, right. Well, definitely there's opportunities in supply chain. And I mean, really every area of every company has numerous use cases for the application of robotics. But a few examples in the supply chain space might include transportation lane identification or carrier selection. We've evaluated an opportunity to implement robotics in the area of inventory quantity reconciliation and or the min-max inventory order placement. I alluded to earlier the invoice processing, but take that a step further to the three-way matching of a purchase order to a receipt and an invoice. Certainly a prime opportunity to deploy robotics. Supplier screening, vendor setup. So there's a long list of areas where robots can play a critical role in driving efficiency, quality, and cost reduction into an organization.
Hey, Tony, this has been a great conversation. Thanks very much for joining me today to discuss some of your insights regarding robotics process automation and the benefits they can deliver to organizations. Again, I'll remind our audience to visit Protivity.com, specifically our business performance improvement and our digital transformation pages, where you can find more information on RPA.